Welcome to the latest on C.S. Lewis, a special feature of the Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis channel. I'm your host, William O'Flaherty. Thanks for listening to it here on the All About Jack podcast. Check the show notes for links to everything mentioned, and consider watching the video version on YouTube. Each show, you'll learn about recent news of events or books related to Lewis and selected related authors, along with timeless information to help you enjoy the writings of C.S. Lewis. This is Episode 2, released on August 15th, 2022. Coming up, C.S. Lewis Festival, mid-September in Northern Michigan. Lewis Beyond a Reluctant Convert, FPA's Further Up and Further In stage show. Recent Oxford series of lectures available freely online. And much, much more. Petoskey, Michigan has been the place for the C.S. Lewis Festival for a couple of decades. Their 2022 event is September 15th through the 18th. Several of the events are free. Speakers this year are Ann Voskamp, author of four New York Times bestsellers, Carolyn Curtis, an award-winning journalist and co-editor of Women and C.S. Lewis, and also Sarah Author, writer of a dozen nonfiction books, and she has a young adult fantasy novel forthcoming. C.S. Lewis on Stage, Further Up and Further In, is the follow-up stage play to The Most Reluctant Convert. Further Up and Further In essentially picks up where Convert ended and helps you understand Lewis better. Among other things, you'll learn why Lewis was given time on the radio in England to share his beliefs. It was these BBC talks that eventually became the well-known book, Mere Christianity. Further Up and Further In was written by Max MacLean, and he portrays Lewis in this stage show. The cities to catch the play in the next few months include Greenville, South Carolina, Tampa, Florida, and Dallas, Texas. Inklings Fellowship recently held an Inklings Week in Oxford. Videos were recorded for most of the talks, and you can watch them for free. Follow the link in the show notes to see them. Among the speakers were Alistair McGrath, Colin Duryea, Hal Poe, Don King, Malcolm Guite, and Judith Wolfe. This week-long event is held every 3 years in Oxford and is usually in July. The next one will be in 2025. Here's a quick look at a few other things worth noting. Shelley and Sung Books recently released their C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, and Inklings Catalog Number 23. Find a variety of rare books by Lewis and Tolkien, among other great finds, at Shelley and Sung Books. The stage play, A Christmas with C.S. Lewis, by British actor David Payne, will be in Cleveland for four performances in November, with other cities to be announced. Consider listening to the Waite Center podcast from Wheaton College. It is hosted by Drs. Crystal and David Downing. They typically post a show every other week. Something new beginning this episode, highlighting a book related to Lewis written or edited by another author. The Quotable Lewis is now over 30 years old, but it remains the best single source for locating Lewis's thoughts on a wide range of topics. It was edited by Wayne Martindale and Jerry Root and contains over 1,500 quotes. Also new this episode, sharing a title by Lewis himself that you may have overlooked. Reflections on the Psalms was published about 5 years before Lewis died. And as the title suggests, it is not an exhaustive examination of the Book of Psalms. Yet, its 12 chapters provide useful insights, especially for those who have never studied this Bible book. Finally, consider checking out these resources I have online. Last year, I did a podcast miniseries featuring an in-depth exploration of the Fonz bookshelf with the author of the book, Charlie Starr. Another series, which is almost complete, is Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Its purpose is to expose people to a wide range of verified quotations by Lewis. Lastly, a series of articles available on my website deals with correcting misconceptions about C.S. Lewis, including the claim he was a universalist. I'm William O'Flaherty, author of The Misquotable C.S. Lewis and C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. Be sure to visit EssentialCSLewis.com to keep up with all the material I cover about Lewis, including how to find me on Twitter and the names of my various C.S. Lewis Facebook groups that I oversee. The latest on C.S. Lewis is a feature of the Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis YouTube channel. Let me know what you think of it by leaving a comment. Also, be sure to help me promote it by liking and sharing it with others. Plus, subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. If you have news of something related to Lewis that you'd like me to consider sharing, then leave a comment or email me info@essentialcslewis.com. Thank you.